Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 630-324-6666.
Hello, this is Matt with Learn About Law. Divorce can be a difficult and emotional time for both parties involved. One of the most critical aspects of the divorce process is the division of property, as it can greatly impact each spouse's future financial stability. That's why it's important to understand how property division works in Illinois and what assets and debts are protected in a divorce. Firstly, it is essential to know that Illinois is an equitable distribution state. This means that marital property is divided based on the principles of fairness, not necessarily an equal 50-50 split. The court takes into consideration many factors when dividing marital property, including each party's contributions, length of the marriage, economic circumstances, and earning potential, among others. It is important to note that debt is also considered when dividing marital property in Illinois. Any debts incurred during the marriage will be considered shared debt and split equitably between the divorcing spouses. On the other hand, any debt that was incurred before the marriage remains with the spouse responsible for that debt. For instance, loans and credit cards in only one spouse's name will remain as personal debt. To protect your non-marital property in a divorce, it's essential to have a prenuptial agreement, maintain separate accounts, and place assets in a trust, and keep records of shared accounts. Anything excluded from the property division process in an Illinois divorce is considered non-marital property. Non-marital property includes assets and debts that remain unchanged before the marriage, gifts from one spouse to another, property acquired after legal separation, and property excluded by agreements such as prenuptial. Credit card debt is also considered in the division of marital property in Illinois. If the credit card debt is marital, the court will determine how to split the debt between parties based on several factors. Both spouses may be liable for the amount of debt regardless of who made the charges to the account. In some cases, the court may order one spouse to pay off all credit card debt, or each spouse may be required to pay a portion based on income and other factors. It's essential to work together to pay off credit card debt before the divorce is finalized. Agreements can be made outside of court to help resolve debts, such as property settlement agreement that outlines how the debt will be divided and how it will be paid off over time. In conclusion, division of property in a divorce is a crucial component of the outcome of the divorce process, yet it can be filled with intricacies at times, depending on the assets and debts of each divorcing spouse. Compromises may need to be made on both ends, but an experienced Illinois divorce attorney will be able to help you navigate what property is marital and non-marital to ensure the appropriate equitable distribution is met in your divorce case. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article links below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comments section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.